Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Building Our Empire, Starting Over at 40. It's never too late to find your life's passion. I'm your host, Tiffany Buchanan. On today's episode of Building Our Empire, it is commonly believed that 40 has become the new 20, or at least the new 30. So it's no surprise that many women are starting over in their 40s with new careers, new passions, and even new romances. Starting over at any age is hard, but does it get harder as we get older? Let's find out. My guest today is Tamara. She will share her struggles and the joys of starting over at 45 and being truly on her own for the very first time. Welcome, Tamara. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Tiff?
I'm doing great.
That's awesome.
So, let's start. I'll go easy on you.
Okay.
So give us a general idea on how it feels to be out on your own and starting over at your age. I know it's hard to start over at any age, but there's got to be different struggles and all that stuff starting at a later age.
Yeah, there was. I turned 45 in January, and for the last several years, I was in, this year would have been 25 years that me and my husband were married. We were together for 28, and there was just a big disconnect there. So I chose to find myself again and find my happiness. So I end up filing for divorce, and then I realized like everything, I had to start over again. So I pretty much walked away from a lot of stuff and my home, and I am finally out on my own after 45 years. I got married young, so I went from literally my parents' house right into a house with me and my husband, and then we got married a few years later, and we're together, married for 5 years before we had kids, and I have a 17-year-old and a 20-year-old right now, and it was difficult to be on my own for the first time in my entire life. Like, I have always been either with my parents or with him, and then to step out on my own was scary and nerve-wracking, and it was just something different. You know, I had a difficult time the first couple of months that I was out. I've been out of the house now for 9 months and working on my own. And I knew also that I didn't want to work for somebody. I would rather build my dreams, build my own business. And that is why I chose to go into network marketing. And that's supplied me with a lot of contacts, a lot of friends, a lot of really great relationships, with people and connecting with people. And then I also realized that starting over at 45 was a little bit more difficult than it would be in your 20s or in your 30s also. So it's just, there's different struggles that you have to go through. Of course, you're looking at your future and being able to retire, you know, before you're 70 and 80. So it's just, it's a struggle, but it's also a more positive direction, and now I am in total control of my life and not having to be dependent on anybody else.
It had to be scary.
Just not realizing what I wanted out of life. I was always the caretaker that went back from my parents. I took care of them, my grandparents, both sets of my grandparents, taking care of my kids, the soccer and the baseball and all of that. And then once I turned 40 and the kids are independent, they're getting older, it was more or less like, who am I and what do I want out of life? Like, everything was revolved around my children or my family, and it was just hard to sit there and realize, okay, the only person I have to control right now is me. The only person I have to take care of right now is me. I mean, I still take care of my children. I still do for them as much as I possibly can, but it was dealing with me, and I found out I'm kind of a pain. So it was just, I literally got a clean slate to do whatever I wanted, and I didn't know what I wanted. And then that was pretty much the scary part, was what do I want out of life? How do I find my happiness? And how do I push forward with adversity and being a woman in her mid-40s and being able to start up a career on my own, run my own business, and just handle me? It was way easier dealing with everybody else's stuff because I just told people what to do. I give really, really good advice. I just don't listen to it all the time. So,
so that was another thing I hit that deep.
Yeah, and that was
that deep look in the mirror at yourself, huh?
Yeah, and that's the part that I was having a hard time with when I was married, was looking in that mirror and saying, you know, yes, I did good today. Yes, I did. But what did I do for myself? I did for everybody else, and I took care of everybody else. And having to take care of my needs, the only control I had was what I was doing. So when I did leave, I started with a new marketing company, our network marketing company. We do health and wellness, and I started on their diet system, which that was the one and only thing that I thought I had control over at the time. And I did really good with it. I lost 50 pounds so far, and I'm still pushing forward with it.
Congrats.
Fell off the wagon a couple of times, but, you know, I picked myself back up, got back on it. Where, you know, I'm working out now and I'm doing more stuff and I'm still on my lifestyle changes and that. But it was, that's the one thing I focused on in controlling. And then everything else started falling into place, the business and my life and getting my stuff together and actually finding out what I liked. I've been trying new things. I did a couple of paintings and went out with my girlfriend and I've tried golf. And it's just little things that you take for granted until you have a clean slate to start over with again and then to figure out what you want to do with your life.
Yeah. So what would you say has been your biggest challenge in changing courses and what has been your biggest reward?
My biggest challenge was I am a very social person. Like I said, I would rather go out, take care of other people. I've had several groups of friends where I've sat there and listened to their issues or their problems, and I've given them really good advice, and I've always been the friend that everybody comes to, and I pulled away from everybody because I thought that's what I needed to do. So me pulling away from everybody, I think, is what really made me struggle more, because I am a people person. I have to be around people, not so much to take care of them, but just to fill my happiness bucket. I have to be around people. And it took me a few months to realize that I pulled away from everybody. And then that's when it dawned on me that I was unhappy because I was lonely and I just didn't have my friends and people around me to help and talk to. I have a really, my best friend's been with me for 40 years, so she's been through my whole life with me, and I held on to her for dear life. It was also, she's 2.5 hours away from me, so it wasn't like I could run over to her house and see her. I mean, I have on weekends, but it was still having people close and being able to communicate and talk to people and stuff like that. Now, I've gotten back with friends and I started reconnecting with people and talking to them more and going out and visiting. And now I've changed my attitude a little bit and it's more positive. It's more inspiring. I try to do as much as I can, like even through Facebook and through my business, is to help people. And then that's when I found that that is truly my passion, is helping people. Either if I'm there listening or if I'm there to help you with your health and your wellness and your weight or getting a better night's sleep or, you know, facial systems, whatever, that is my true passion, is to help people.
So what's been the biggest reward? Just helping people?
Is being able to help people. Yep. You know, I end up talking to a friend of mine just last week and, you know, once I started reconnecting with people, I actually had in my head that, you know, they're probably upset with me because they haven't seen me in a while and stuff. And it was just nice to get back into that scene and be able to start talking to my friends and realize that they truly did miss me as I miss them. And I think that was probably the one thing that really touched my heart, is knowing that I have friends and people out there that actually did miss me, because I was on a little hiatus for 5 or so months.
What would you say was the biggest challenge regarding starting over and getting your divorce that you saw in your children?
Probably my kids are older. So my oldest one is 20, and then I have a 17-year-old. The hardest part was probably the leaving and walking away in his senior year. And I am there for him now. I'm not as far away as I was. So we're reconnecting and we're talking a lot more and stuff like that. And it's just nice to have, we were always really close. And then with this happened, they kind of took his side, and I am just rebuilding my relationship with them now, and it's getting better. I mean, we had a couple of rough months there, here and there, but I'm in contact with them all the time. I let them know that I love them. I see them as much as I possibly can. Both of them work. My youngest one's still in school, and it's just reconnecting with them, and I'm always going to be their mother. That's never going to change. So it doesn't matter where I go in my direction in life. I am always there for them. They know that. They know how much I've done for them. They know how much I love them. And I'm not going anywhere. I will always be their mother.
Exactly. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
What made you change from doing a normal 9-to-5 to joining network marketing? And I know you've done more than one. So tell us a little bit of how you transitioned from working that normal 9-to-5 to your first company and then leaving that company after so many years to your new company. What was the struggles and the blessings in that?
I was a dispatcher for 24 years. I worked for a tow company and then a forklift company. And I'm a little opinionated. So if I see something that isn't working or not going correctly, I'm usually the first one to bring it up at a company, so a 9-to-5 job. And it doesn't always sit too well with owners or bosses. And I just realized that I was miserable working for somebody else. And I am building somebody else's dream, and mine is getting pushed by the wayside. And I guess I'm too opinionated to work for somebody. So I figured if I'm that way and I've seen the struggles and I've seen the problems that other companies have had and the way things are run, I figured I've learned enough and I know enough how not to run a business or how not to have the communication that you need between your employees and your boss and all of that. So me working 9-to-5 jobs, it never really worked out that well for me. And once I realized that, you know, it wasn't everybody else, it was me, and I just nitpick at stuff anyways, I decided that it was time for me to take on something for myself. If I was going to do it, I was going to do it for myself. And I went into a direct sales company. I was with them for 8 years. Plus, I also worked 9-to-5 jobs during that time also. And I really enjoyed being independent and being on my own and not having to answer to anybody except for myself. I had more control over the money I made, and I had more control over how I did it and where that money was coming from. And then after 8 years being with the direct sales company, I was in party planning, and I just kind of got tired of having to pack up stock and lug it around and being out till 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes because the girls would want me to stay or the parties would run longer. And then I started realizing that being with that company, I was actually losing money per hour that I was out longer and waiting for people to show up at parties and stuff. And for a lot of people, that's amazing and people love that job and that's fine. But I was in my 40s. And I was getting tired of doing it. So at that point, it wasn't really for me. And then I found the company that I'm with right now, and I am building my little empire with all being online. So there are struggles with that just because, you know, you have the time management and how much time you're going to put into it. And I understand, like, just being in it, I've been in it since January, so the time that I'm putting in now, the work that I'm putting in now is pushing me forward. So the amount of time I can spend working on it, even if it's, you know, 10, 12 hours a day sometimes, is going to pay off in the long run. And I do enjoy being at home, being able to go to my kids' sports games or being able to provide for my youngest one for his college or for his senior year. And then being able to help my kids also whenever they need me. So it's just, it's nice to have that freedom to be able to network and meet new people and all of it sometimes from my bed. And that's where I work sometimes.
So. Hey. Gotta work where you gotta work.
Exactly. But, you know, the bed's made all the time, even if I'm in it. But I do like the freedom to be able to work wherever I want, when I want, and not anybody having to tell me what to do.
It's all about the flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
When was the moment that you realized that you needed to reinvent Tamara? You needed to find you. What was the breaking point?
I was unhappy in my marriage. I was feeling like we were living as he worked a lot of hours, and I always tried keeping everything together so it wasn't stressful on him. And then I just felt a real disconnect, and I had asked for, you know, time together and to go out and take little trips or vacation somewhere, and it was always met with, you know, we can't, we don't have the money, we don't have this. And it was always what we didn't have. We never focused on what we had and the love that we once shared. And it just got to the point where I was realizing, you know, I'm 45 years old. My oldest one is 20. He's going to be moving out of the house soon. My youngest one is going to be going away to college because he wants to go away. And I just got to the point, like, what do me and my husband have in common anymore? What do we like doing together? And it was over a period, a few years, where we really didn't go out on date nights and we weren't connecting. And there was just, it didn't feel like there was anything there. And every time I had brought up, you know, like maybe going to counseling or maybe spending more time together, it was always met with negativity. And I grew up with that in my life. And I just watched it throughout my entire life. And I thought, there has got to be something better out there. I mean, I can't sit here and listen to family and friends around me constantly complaining and being negative about everything. There's got to be a positive side to this. And I've always been that person. Like, I post on Facebook inspirational stuff, funny stuff. Just, that's my personality. I love making people laugh, and I love doing for people, and I like making other people happy. And I wasn't being fulfilled at all, and I wasn't happy. So even though I went out and made people happy, I was faking it, and faking it's always not good. And I just got to that point where enough was enough. Life is too short not to be happy. Life is too short not to laugh and have fun and have a ton of friends around you and actually find the true meaning of happiness.
Yeah, you can't always fake it till you make it. It doesn't always work.
No, it doesn't, because I was sitting there, like I said, making other people laugh and seeing the joy on their face and just being silly and fun and trying to cheer people up, and I would go home and I would be miserable. And it was time. Like there was knocking at the door that I wasn't listening to for a while. And it was time to live my life and be happy and find my true self and what I like to do and what makes me happy. And that was the point I just said, enough's enough. I can't do this anymore.
We all have our breaking points, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to describe yourself with one phrase, what would that be?
Live life to its fullest.
Always.
There's always something
learning.
Better
you
out there, no matter.
Learning.
Agreed. You know, if you're not going, then you're not growing. And if you're not learning, you're not growing either as a person. And we're not trees. We're not meant to sit in one place for the rest of our lives.
That is true.
And if
the
you,
grass isn't always
and if
greener.
You, exactly. And if you have a chance to change something, change what you can about you first. Learn about you first, because I realized my time out of the house trying to make everybody else happy was not working also. And me having to sit down and really realize that I am on my own. I do need to do this by myself. I can't depend on anybody but me was a real eye-opener.
Started over. How did you even get started? I mean, I've heard your story. So I know you started over pretty much with nothing. So how did you get back to where you are now?
I have a lot of support that, like I said, I had walked away from for a while. My best friend's always there for me, and I do call her quite a bit. But I did walk away from everything. I left the house. I left the marriage. I left all of that. And it had to be a clean slate. Like, I was okay walking away from everything because I didn't want to battle over anything. I didn't want to fight over the divorce. It ended up being a mutual agreement that we were going to be cordial over everything, but I didn't have a plan, and I do a lot of stuff spontaneously, which I'm learning that right now I do have to start planning for my future a little bit more and stuff. So it was with great friends that I had moved in with. She is absolutely amazing, and she's helped me a lot too. I look up to her quite a bit just because she's been out on her own for I think 3 or 4 years. She's really independent, has her own house. You know, she works her butt off all the time. So I did have a lot of respect and admiration for her. And I, being there and being with her, I thought was really therapeutic because she understood what I was going through. She understood the struggles. She had to start all over again also. And it just helped me to have somebody to look up to that did that. And then working through a lot of stuff the first several months is when I realized that I needed to actually start planning and start figuring out what I wanted. And that was the point in January that I ended up switching companies for something better. And then I started building my team, and I started building my customers and my friends, and it kind of just took off from there. And I was really grateful to have the company that I'm with now. I was grateful to meet the people that I met, very grateful that I met you and that we connected, and and then the team that I'm building also is a bunch of friends and colleagues that, you know, I always admired and looked up to.
So what advice would you give someone who is stuck in a situation that you found yourself stuck in? How would you, what would you tell them that you wish someone would have told you when you were starting over?
I believe that every woman should have some kind of plan, and I don't want it to sound like you should have an exit plan for your marriage or anything like that, but I do think that if you are unhappy and your partner isn't willing to work with you and not willing to go to counseling and work stuff out, I do think that you shouldn't follow what I do. You shouldn't have just like popped out of the house and left, but I think there should be some type of plan. And if you're really feeling that disconnect with your partner, I do suggest working on it, but there's some things that can't be salvaged. And when it comes to that point, there does need to be some kind of plan or some kind of exit strategy that you can do on your own. I mean, us as women, no matter if we've worked all of our lives or if we never worked in our lives, I still think we need that independency, and we need to be brave enough to say enough's enough and stand up for what you really want out of life and what you want either in a relationship or out of a relationship. I do recommend having some kind of plan instead of just winging it, but that's always been me.
What advice would you give women who are in their 40s about starting over? I know, like we had discussed earlier, it is difficult to start over at any age, and we discussed how the struggles you had at your age starting over. So what advice would you give those women who maybe aren't in a bad relationship but just want a new career or a new hobby or are getting into a new relationship or something like that?
I really find that women in their 40s, especially talking to some of my friends from high school or some women that I have met in women's groups, like over 40 women groups, I really think that this is the time that the kids are growing up. We're getting ready to go into the empty nest part. We're getting ready to go into whether or not you're happy in your business. I really think that being in your 40s is the time that women start realizing, hey, wait a minute, this is, the kids are going to be gone, the relationship's still there, or it's not there, or you're working at a job that you're not happy with. It's just that we're coming into our own at that age. I see it a little bit earlier, like 35-ish, somewhere around there, but I really think that this is the time that we start realizing that we don't have anybody to take care of except for ourselves. So what is it now that we want out of life? I mean, like you said at the beginning, 40s is the new 20s and 30s right now. Like, this is the time that we raised our families. We've done what we needed to do. And now we're all kind of coming into our own, trying to figure out what life is going to bring us and how we're going to be fulfilled throughout the rest of our lives. And I think it's just, you know, it is the empty nest syndrome. It is whether or not you're happy with your business. And it's just trying to fulfill what makes you happy and not being content and not being, you know, just, we need to be satisfied in our lives. And that
we do.
I find a lot of that has to do with, you know, your happiness. You have to make your own happiness. You have to feel amazing yourself, and you can't depend on somebody else to make you feel happy. Like, you have to do that on your own. It's a lot of work. Don't get me wrong. It's more work than I had realized and anticipated, because I did expect my husband to make me happy, and I expected, you know, I expected my best friend sometimes to make me happy, and it wasn't working. It was something I had to do on my own, and I had to figure out on my own. You know, and I literally had to go through stages where, like, my best friend, her advice, she gave me just recently. She's like, you know, she asked me what I wanted, and I was like, I'm not 100% positive. I mean, I want a fulfilling career, and I'm in a company that I absolutely love, and I want to be happy and everything. And she said, you know, if you can't figure out exactly what you want right now, figure out what you don't want. Write down everything you don't want. And in that process is when you start finding out what you really do want.
Mm-hmm. I love writing down things that you don't want. So what does Tamara do daily to make herself happy?
I am focusing on my weight loss journey right now and making myself a healthier person for me and not for anybody else. Before, I was always doing it to make somebody else happy, and it wasn't changing. So doing for myself and taking care of me has been a big part of all of it, and I feel that that's where I get my strength from. So I am walking now every single day for about an hour to hit one of my lifestyle goals, which is 7,500 steps, drinking my water, taking care of myself. I do exercises in the morning, then I go for my hour walk, come home, and I start working on my business. I start making my connections through Facebook, through groups. I personally love being somebody else's cheerleader, so I joined a lot of 40 and over groups, health and wellness, weight loss, some pets groups I'm in, and it's just, to me, it fulfills me by being somebody else's cheerleader, because we all need that. I think we need people to be like, hey, rah, rah, you did great, you know. But we need to start celebrating all those little victories and not waiting for a big one to come. So I enjoy making connections with people, genuine connections, not the foo-foo or hurry up and buy my stuff. I personally like making genuine connections and being somebody else's cheerleader. Like, that's what makes me happy, so that's what I do.
What new adventures are on the horizon for Tamara? What is the goal by the end of the year?
The end of the year is to take a vacation. I have not been on a vacation probably in the last 5 or 6 years. So I am tucking money away so I could go take a trip. I'm not positive where yet. I'm a little spontaneous with stuff. So I am looking forward to taking a trip someplace. I am looking forward to spending time with a special person in my life that I've been getting to know. I am also looking forward to building my team and cheering my girls on and teaching them and helping them to become successful and independent on their own. And I am just looking forward to doing stuff that makes me happy, trying new things, maybe a cooking class. I am pretty good at cooking, but, you know, you can always learn something more. And just getting, basically just getting back on the horse and taking care of myself and reconnecting with my friends and finding stuff that makes me happy. And I'm not sure exactly what that is yet, but I'm exploring and I'm getting myself out there more and I am pushing forward.
I can't wait to see what happens this year for you. I'm sure there's tons of blessings and tons of things in the horizon for you, and I'm sure you will fulfill them all. So what personal development does Tamara do on a daily basis?
The thing that I think helped me the most is, actually listening to the 5-second rule by Mel Robbins. I've always been the one that I'll talk a whole bunch of stuff, but there's no action sometimes, and there needs to be action. So listening to the 5-second rule, which is where I started my self-development, Mel Robbins is the one that wrote the book, and she is magnificent. Basically, it's just countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then action before your brain actually shuts it down. So that's helped a lot too, because there were times where I was like, oh, I think I'm bugging my friends too much, and my head just starts going, and then I wasn't contacting people. And now I'm like, okay, so maybe this person needs my help. That's what I'm going to do. I'm offering help. My hand's out. I'm here to help you. And there's action behind stuff. Then I started listening to a lot of John Maxwell books and developing myself and learning what fills me up and what makes me happy. So it just kind of snowballed from there. So I've been listening to a lot of books. There's been a lot of the personal development, plus there's also business-related stuff that I've been doing too, which is really helpful for the business. But in network marketing, it's all about making those connections, and it's about making genuine connections with people. So that's where I'm learning to do. I'm not foo-fooing people anymore. I'm a bit honest and blunt sometimes, so it's nice to be able to tell people how you feel and not having a bunch of negative feedback on that. So it's just building myself up so I'm a better person, so I could be a better friend, a better mother, you know, a better leader in what I do.
Awesome. So if you were going to leave us with one of your favorite quotes, what would that be?
Find your happiness, no matter what it takes.
That's a good one. All right, well, our time is almost up, so I'm going to give you a chance to say goodbye, and then I want to have one more question for you.
Okay. Well, I want to say thank you for having me as your guest. And you also get a front row seat to everything that we're doing anyway. So I am happy and blessed that I got to know you. And the funny thing is that, again, that was all on a whim, all on the spur of the moment. And it was just that connection we made in the beginning. And those are the friendships that are the best. And I love having you. There was, and that's the thing too. I am such a person on things are meant to happen for a reason, and that's the way I feel with our relationship. It was meant to happen. There was a reason that we connected that day.
So my question, if you could go anywhere in the world, where would Tamara go?
Oh, wow. I'm going to say someplace tropical just to reconnect with Mother Earth, to be surrounded by beautiful, happy things. And so maybe St. Martin, somewhere around there, just to have that reconnection. I like being near the water. Whether it's an ocean or a lake, and it's just nice sometimes to reconnect with nature.
That it is. All right, girl, let's make that happen.
Yes. I had to get to your side of town and go in the ocean.
Yes. You're more than welcome anytime. You know that. All right, girl. Well, thank you for joining us today, and it's time to get out of here. But before we do, I want to thank all our sponsors, listeners, and, of course, our network family. So make sure you stay connected to Sage Network by liking, following, and hearting us on all social media at Sage Mentoring. And until next time, stay safe, building your empire. Remember, when women support each other, wonderful things happen, and real queens fix each other's crowns. Have a blessed day, y'all.
Bye-bye.